Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about personal growth, law of attraction, and relationships, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome to my amazing podcast today. Today's topic is, the world is our playground towards success. So what do I mean by that? You know, the world we live in is just one big, huge playground. There's so many amazing, yummy things in this world. So what can we use or have or be towards our success in this beautiful world we live in? Because right in front of us, if we look in the mirror and we look at ourselves and we say, what can you do to create success in this beautiful land we live in? Because this world is such a beauty. You know, I'm just looking outside right now and I see such beauty in the fall and the wintertime. It's amazing. You know, you see kids playing, birds are chirping, the sun's out. What else can you ask for in life? You know, you can be this amazing human being by creating massive amounts of energy within ourselves in this playground that we call the world. And some really lucky ones get that playground beyond our world. They go to the, you know, they go into space and they go travel. In 1969, they started going to the moon, the Apollo missions. Their playground was the moon, walking on the surface. Just imagine what we can do in just this little planet we live in. There's so many varieties of amazing opportunities in front of us. But how do we find them? Where do we go? Where do we look? Most of the time, everything's right in front of us. Most of the time, it's right in front of us. But we just don't want to see it because we don't believe that we're capable of creating success in our own personal playground, of our own living room, our own backyard. You know, you could sit outside and do amazing things, write amazing books, do these amazing podcasts, just like this. But we have the opportunity to do it. You can do personal coaching, personal development. You can do much, much more. Business coaching, fitness coaching, right in the inside of your beautiful home. You know, you can buy and sell products that you love so much. Health products, to-do products, how-to products. You can sew amazing suits and dresses and children's clothes. But then we ask ourselves, oh, how am I going to do it? How am I going to make money on it? That's the issue. There's always that how. Just do. The playground's in front of you. Because me and my wife, we have our own home-based business. We do everything from home. We're always bored. And what do I mean by we're always bored? It means we're living our passions. We don't have a set schedule. We can go out for a walk when we want. We can do what we want. We can be who we were meant to be. We can go watch our son's sports games. It's very interesting. You know, our son's in grade 12 and we watched his soccer season. Now we're watching his basketball season. And we're allowed to see all of his beautiful games and watch him have fun. But only out of 15 kids, maybe three parents are watching. That's their life. That's nothing wrong with that. But our decision is to live our life with passion, success, and balanced life. Because to have a balanced life has to be all aspects of life. Because your finances, your health, we go for walks, our leisure time means we go swimming, we go biking, with our fun time, we go watch our son's sports games, our intellectual learning time is watching and doing and taking part in events. Then we get out. Then we do our business on those aspects of life, on our terms, no one else's terms. This is the joys of life, that we're living this. And everybody can do this. You know, you can do this. It's possible. And yes, you can go out and you can have your business outside of your house. It doesn't have to be that way. Or you're working for somebody. And I've said this before, if you're working for somebody, I highly recommend that you're doing that job that you love doing. Because if you're doing it for necessity, you're going to absolutely hate it. You're going to not like your boss. You're not going to like the people you work with because you're not happy what you're doing. If you're in a business that where you really love to serve people and really love to guide people and help by selling that product or building that product or making whatever it may be. Say, for example, you're a baker. You love making bread for people or donuts or whatever it may be. You love serving people, making them, watching their faces smile when they receive their coffee at the local Tim Hortons or Starbucks or wherever it may be. Doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you enjoy doing it. And you're doing it with a smile and you're doing it with passion. This is our playground that we live in. This is our world. This is our planet. We have a right. We have an obligation to ourselves to be happy no matter what. That's our choice. And it's also our choice not to be happy. So it means if you're not happy, you have to take responsibility for it. That's the truth. That's the law of the universe. So utilize this playground that we have on our planet to enhance your life towards your success in your life. So we'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create a clear path to success one step at a time. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful you're coming back to listen to the recap. So today's topic was, the world is our playground towards success. Number one, what you have in front of you is yours to hold, to feel, to produce your higher vibration of energy of love and care. It's your responsibility. Two, find what you're passionate about in your playground of life. Number three, if you're not happy in your job, business, whatever it may be, then find something else. But do what you have to do for now until you find something else. But don't stay in that hole. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.